with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Revelers are gathering in New York City's Times Square to ring in the new year, 2025. Sherry White, who's in charge of One Times Square, where the ball drop takes place, goes over tonight's activities.
The ball goes up the post at 6 p.m., and it goes to the top where it sits at the top for the evening's events until 60 seconds before midnight, when we begin the countdown. It comes down for 60 seconds, and then it disappears behind the numerals. It goes dark, and the numerals light up the new year.
Extra security is in place in New York City in the wake of a car attack on a Christmas market in Germany last week. The situation is much more somber in Israel, where residents are dealing with a hostage crisis that started October 7, 2023, when Hamas attacked the Jewish state. Jerusalem resident Deborah Jacoby says she wants people from different nations to quit arguing and try to get along.
People should wake up and understand that Israel is fighting not just for itself, but for a good world, for a world where we can truly live amongst each other.
An accident has been averted.
The plane carrying the Gonzaga University men's basketball team was apparently in a close call Friday on the runway at Los Angeles International Airport. In audio provided by the plane spotting live stream airline videos live, you can hear an air traffic controller order the jet, operated by Key Lime Air, to stop to avoid a collision as it nearly crossed a runway while a Delta flight was taking off.
Key Lime, stop, stop, stop.
No one was injured, and the FAA has launched an investigation. In an email, the university said team members were unaware of the situation as it occurred, and they're grateful that the incident ended safely for all. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 29 points. This is SRN News. 2024 was the year that the UMC finally made a big decision.
Leaders of the denomination had been embracing gay marriage and homosexual ordination for years, but they finally decided to change the rule book. In the spring, delegates to the UMC General Conference voted to amend the Book of Discipline to allow same-sex marriages in the churches, finalizing a schism that had been going on publicly for some time. Hundreds of churches and thousands of individuals have quit the UMC over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria's civil war left one of the world's oldest synagogues partially destroyed. Now Syria's handful of remaining Jews are making pilgrimages to the building in a Damascus suburb where people from throughout the region once came to pray. Syria used to have one of the world's largest Jewish communities, but in past decades their numbers dropped to just 9 in the capital. This is SRN News. For the final day of 2024, all three markets showed losses for Tuesday, despite a strong yearly gain. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Major indexes closed mostly lower on Wall Street on the final day of another record-setting year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Tuesday. The benchmark index racked up a gain of 23.3% for the year. That's the second straight year with gains of more than 20%, something that last happened in 1998. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 29 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.9%. Big tech stocks led this year's rally, pushing the Nasdaq Composite to a yearly gain of 28.6%. The Dow, which is far less weighted with tech, rose 12.9% for the year. Markets will be closed on Wednesday. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.